asleep in the same dream every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. If you look in the mirror, it's your father's face and a thin grin and a thin grin and a thin grin and Santa Claus pulling up snow peas every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. There's tears in the bank and a credit card in the backyard and the backyard and the backyard. If you look in the mirror, it's your father's face every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Once in a while, when the wind blows and the heart whines and the heart whines and the heart whines, there's tears in the bank and a credit card every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. But there's lint in the pocket and a breath mint or a car key or a car key or a car key. Once in a while when the wind blows every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. And your kid has a face like a walnut from the ice cream, from the ice cream, from the ice cream. But there's lint in the pocket and a breath mint. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed. Every day in the morning when you get up and you crawl out of bed.
the latest. Are you in the know? It's in the morning paper and it's on the radio. It's even going to make the TV news. The white boy steals the blues. Well, you can wake up in the morning and they won't come tumbling down. Your woman can leave you and they won't be coming round. Don't even have to pay those dues ever since I stole the blues. Players digging Charlie Pride. They're even closing down the barbecue ever since I stole the blues. Tried to catch me with the goods on hand. They broke down my door, but I was all smiles. I had already shipped them to the British Isles. Did wonders for their revenue ever since I stole the blues. Since the white boy stole blue. Here's something that I'd like to bring to you, wrapped all in cellophane, designed for you. A 2, 3, 4. Tell you what it's all about. It is without a doubt swinging in the latest style. Service with a smile. If you want to swing and shout, get your kicks and get about. I'm an errand boy of rhythm. Send me, well, lace your boots and follow through. I'll deliver straight to you. I'm an errand boy of rhythm. Send me. Well, you can always find me down at Smokey Joe's. That's the place where every gallon gator goes. If you want variety, just step in and call for me. I'm an errand boy of rhythm. Send me. can always find me down at Smokey Joe's. Yeah, that's the place for every gal and gator goes. So if you want variety, just step in and call me. I'm an errand boy, really. I'm an errand boy with rhythm, send me.
Errand Boy for Rhythm was written by and popularized by Nat King Cole back in the 40s. This 90s recording of it is from Bucky Pizzarelli's son, John Pizzarelli. He's just put out this album called My Blue Heaven. Both father and son are playing guitars on the record, with Clark Terry playing trumpet and Connie Kay playing drums, Milt Hinton bass, Dave McKenna piano, and an Errand Boy for Rhythm, Send Me. Before John Pizzarelli, we were listening to Mose Allison, Since I Stole the Blues, or Ever Since I Stole the Blues, I guess is the title. It's on Mose Allison's most recent album. The album is titled My Backyard. And before Mose Allison, Harry Connick Jr. from the album 20, we heard the Basin Street Blues. And before that, we heard The Ghost of the St. Louis Blues, sung by Leon Redbone. I got Leon Russell on the brain because he's appearing this weekend at Sully's in Dearborn. But that was Leon Redbone from his album Sugar, The Ghost of the St. Louis Blues. And the first song in that set was by Leo Kottke, the one about when you wake up in the morning and look out the moon at the window or whatever that was. That's a piece called Jack Gets Up. Leo Kottke from his album My Father's Face. So you heard Leo Kottke, Leon Redbone, Harry Connick Jr., Mose Allison, and John Pizzarelli all together here on WDET. A sure sign of summer here in southeastern Michigan is the return to Meadowbrook of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, summer's here, and Saturday, 8 p.m. August 4th, we'll see Peter, Paul, and Mary live on stage at the beautiful outdoor Meadowbrook concert site. If you've seen them in person before, there's no more than needs to be said. However, if you've only heard their recordings or seen them on TV, you haven't had the true Peter, Paul, and Mary experience. Their live stage show is sensational. First, they take the stage as a trio. Then, each of the three takes a solo turn. Peter leads in an audience sing-along. Paul does comedy with mouth-made sound effects. And Mary sings alone and talks about her life and her passions. Then they return as a trio and sing their hits. It's a glorious night of fellowship and music. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Saturday, August 4th, 8 p.m. at Meadowbrook, a cultural program of Oakland University. A portion of the proceeds benefits WDET. Thank you.
If you hear me singing the blues.
Thank you.
That's Judy Carmichael playing piano, and she'll be here playing piano on the radio live on September 21st, they tell me. They being my friends over at Sam's Jams record stores, they have arranged for Judy Carmichael to come in and do a live in-store appearance at Sam's Jams on September 21st, just as they have Jay Hogard performing there tonight for free, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight at Sam's Jams. Jay Hogard will be performing. And on September 21st, it'll be the woman we just heard playing piano there, Judy Carmichael. And she will also appear on this radio program on that day, I am told. This is the Dave Dixon radio program from radio station WDET-FM 101.9 Detroit. Listener-supported public radio from the campus of Wayne State University. Before Everybody Loves My Baby by Judy Carmichael, with Warren Vache playing cornet, Howard Alden guitar, and Red Calendar bass from Judy Carmichael's album Pearls. Before that, we were listening to Miriam Cutler. Let me try it again. It's Miriam, not Miriam. Miriam Cutler and Swing Street. And their album is just called Miriam Cutler and Swing Street. And we heard a piece called Singin' the Blues, a Miriam Cutler composition. And Jimmy McGriff was before that. We heard the piece called Going Home from Jimmy McGriff's new album, You Ought to Think About Me. All right. Well, let's see. It's a minute after four. We've got about 40 more minutes of records here, and then we'll quit early as we do every Friday because Ann DeLisi has the WDET music calendar, a listing of events going on throughout the greater Detroit area. She'll be telling about They Might Be Giants performing tonight at St. Andrew's Hall and all the other things that are going on. Lots going on in the greater Detroit area. We'll find out about that in roughly 40 minutes. And then in roughly 45 minutes, it's news time. First, state and regional news on State Edition from 4:45 until 5. Then national and international news coverage on All Things Considered from NPR, National Public Radio. That's from 5 until 6:30, and because this is Friday night at 6:30, when All Things Considered is done, it's time for WDET News Director Chuck Wilbur and Dialogue Detroit.
The August 7th primary is just days away, and the race for Congress in the 13th District remains both too close and too confusing to call. 8 Democrats are vying for their party's nomination in a district that includes the affluent Grosse Pointe and some of the nation's most depressed urban neighborhoods. This Friday, those candidates will debate the issues in a special 2-hour edition of Dialogue Detroit. I'm Chuck Wilbur. Join us Friday evening at 6:30 on your public radio station, WDET.
Oh, my goodness, a big 2-hour version of that show tonight, eh? Well, that's going to cut into new releases and review and shorten the time for new releases, so it's probably good that I'm going to play a new release here myself. Here's a band that we've played before, but we never had this album until now. Here is Dr. Hector and the Groove Injectors.
Business. But I'm not gonna lose. Prince of the Blues.
Baby, baby, shame on, baby, baby, shame on, baby.
Classic Rock, 94.7 WCSX Jackson Browne on compact disc from Holdout. And that girl could sing at about 8:30 with Jim Palucci. Harvey Ushinsky's still on vacation. Harvey will be back Monday morning with a couple of commentaries at 6:30 and at 8:30. Tomorrow morning, sitting in for Harvey, will be Susan Watson of the Free Press. Look forward to hearing from her. But this morning, in for Harvey, former ABX Air Ace, currently at DET Public Radio here in town, Dave Dixon. Dave.
I got a letter from one of my listeners the other day which asked me, is the life of a radio disc jockey as glamorous as it seems to us listeners, or at least this listener? The answer is yes, even more so, with whipped cream and a bright red Michigan-grown cherry on top. I just love it. The true answer is that glamour, like beauty, is largely in the eye of the beholder. Make that totally in the eye of the beholder. Even the world-famous Hollywood movie stars pay a high price for their so-called glamour and appeal, even the least glamorous among them. Take the very unpretty Charles Bronson, for instance. In order to keep the waistline of a teenager well past 50, Chuck chops a couple of cords of firewood each and every day. At home, he does it out behind the house, and they burn the results all winter. When Bronson is on the set filming, he has logs sent to him, and he chops between shots. No joke, he really does. They even put it in one of his films. Stripped to the waist, he's found out behind the house chopping wood. Kind of a Hollywood Inn joke. This form of exercise gives Charlie that wedge-shaped torso that is so valued in the movies and so infrequently spied on the streets. So Charles Bronson lives a glamorous life, but he has to chop a couple of cords of firewood each day to do so, and that's extremely hard work, in case you have not tried it. Fortunately, the job designation radio disc jockey is not so demanding. You might be tempted to call it a clean hands job, but in fact, your hands get filthy. It's from handling all the records. They are static charged and attract dust, as you well know. But when you handle as many records as we do each hour, your hands get as grubby as if you've been gardening. It's just one of the little drawbacks of the game. But because no one sees us, except the gals in the office, we do not have to chop wood, or dye our hair, or get toupees, or wear suits and ties to work, since some of the time on the job involves getting down on all fours looking for records in the library. Most of us wear jeans and a comfortable soft-collared shirt to work. This is a big plus. And don't think for a moment that our employers don't reduce our salaries accordingly. On the upside, we get all the free records we can eat. And it's not hard work. Mostly sitting in a chair, listening to tunes on a really sensational sound system with industrial-strength speakers. But the job does require making a lot of decisions on the fly, as it were. And if you make a wrong decision, or if your timing is a little bit off one day, or your manual dexterity klutzes out for a second, and you make a mistake, it's on the air, where everybody and his sister can hear it, and know you made a mistake, and there's nowhere to hide. That's the scary part of the job. It's so public. I've seen some of my brothers and sisters on the air trembling so that you could see them shake, but somehow able to keep that out of their voices. I don't know how. And I've seen people so relaxed on the air that they were starting the turntables with their toes. In between these extremes, there is a happy medium. It's called radio. And since TV has gotten so lame, radio is your best electronic entertainment. This is Air Ace Dave Dixon, over and out.